This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
From Advanced Medicine of Dr. Butters, according to TMB, we go to Outside the Box, and I'm heading to San Diego, Ty, and I can't believe it. We're home, and then I have to head out again. Thankfully, you're going to get some rest, or you know maybe I'll call Charlene and insist that you get some rest this week.
Yeah, it's good to be home, but, man, what a great weekend that we had with you up in Canada. Total health, and the kids really loved being with Uncle RSB too, and man, it was just a great time, and being able to see and talk to so many people, it's just an encouraging time.
I tell you what, seeing these kids grow, of course, I got two, you doubled my to four, right? You got four kids, and just having them in the booth, man, it made it beautiful. I mean, I tell you, they were talking to folks, they were supporting us, and we were able to chat as much and do all the things. I had to do all the radio stuff too, and like I said, I'm grateful. They can come and work in the booth anytime.
Yeah, they really did. They saved us, actually. Mm-hmm. We sold a bunch of copies of Cancer Book and a bunch of copies of Unblock the Power to Heal up there. And they were basically our workers there in the booth. When we were busy doing other stuff, they were there selling books and telling people what was in them and why they needed them. And yeah, they were excellent. I was really proud of them. And just being able to interact with so many different types of people was really good for them.
See, this helps because it reduces the number of slave labor we need to integrate from China by doing this, getting our kids to work.
Yeah, that's it. After a couple of days, I said, Breonna Bryce, y'all did such a good job. Here's a quarter for your time.
Right, right. Yes, again. They were so grateful for any scrap we gave them.
No, I'm always there with him. Like, you work so hard. You work for 2 days. Here's a nickel, bud.
Yeah.
And he'll laugh. You know, then we paid them more than fairly, though, in the end. But I always do that to start with. Here's a nickel for your time. And they laugh.
Except it was Canadian, so it really wasn't.
It was Canadian, so it was worth nothing.
Hey, you hosers up there were joking. We love you. We had a great time.
Well, the exchange rate was horrible, though, when we had to convert the Canadian dollars back to U.S. dollars. I know that the Canadians are frustrated about that as well because the value of their fake currency has declined in relationship to our fake currency.
Isn't that kind of crazy? If you think about, and we were talking about that, the day traders on currency, what a I don't think those people have adrenal glands left if they have to do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, and that was interesting, too. So we go to change out all the Canadian dollars back to U.S. that last morning, and the bank, there's only one bank in town that would do it, and they don't open until 10, so we had to stand out there and
hang out in the cold.
Shoot the bull for half an hour.
It was like the Royal Bank of Montreal or something.
It was.
They didn't even give us a crescent roll, or is that a croissant?
There was nothing for us, man. There was nothing.
Anyway, but the people were great, and I wanted to say thanks to Antonio and all the folks that put it on there. Those of you who can make it to that event, it's a wonderful event. We had some Americans come up for it, too, which was kind of cool. And, you know, on the way home was rather interesting. You clear customs if you're flying out in Toronto, so it's kind of smooth. It's more like a domestic flight once you do that. But as I'm, you know, going through meeting the customs agent on the way, asking me questions, what are you here for, total health, why, what do you do? I said, I'm a homeopath. And he didn't get frightened or put me in prison, asking me some questions about diet, right? And I said, somehow I got on the topic of saturated fat and cholesterol. And Ty, I kid you not, I told him that you live longer with higher cholesterol levels, and he was kind of taken aback by that. But he said, but isn't the problem with saturated fat the factory farm foods? I was like, dude, you are so right, exactly right. So I'm not advocating eating factory farm saturated fat. That's true. So we engaged in actually a polite, interesting conversation, you know, that eventually, okay, go on. You're not that I was doing anything wrong, but the point is, it was kind of a nice when you have a positive interface with a customs agent like that. That was actually intrigued by it. So,
yeah, that's interesting. You had a good experience when we drove through Niagara Falls. We drove down. There was a beautiful sunny day, so wanted to let the kids see the falls. And because last time when we drove through, it was overcast and raining, so we didn't get a chance to get out. So we got a chance to do that. Then we crossed the border right there at Niagara Falls, and our customs agent wasn't quite so pleasant.
So
we drive up. I roll the window down. Bryce is filming, of course, because he's taking a video of the whole trip, and he's like, "You can't film. Turn that off." And then he's like, "You got to delete the part that you film me. You can't film me."
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted to say, where's the sign that says you can't film? Because there's no signs,
right.
And that's not a law. We got an agent that was, grumpy. He woke up he had a case of the Mondays, right? But anyway, at that point, what you do is you just say yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, because you don't want to get into any kind of a spat there,
right?
Especially if you have anything in the car that you shouldn't be crossing the border with.
Yeah, of course, but maybe he didn't have enough saturated fat in his system. And
maybe he didn't have enough in his brain to where it worked properly, because that's what causes you. It causes you to have schizophrenia and other types of mental issues if you don't have enough saturated fat and enough cholesterol in your diet.
Exactly. Exactly. By the way, this is very interesting. One of the stories Superdon got for us today, this is out of England. It says saturated fat shock. Cardiologists claim warnings. It clogs arteries are plain wrong. Dude, we're going to have to retire, man. If the cardiologists agree with us, this is crazy.
Well, we do have the one cardiologist that we know agrees with us, and that's the paleo cardiologist, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Woolson.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that he preaches.
This goes back so many years. I remember doing these trips, traveling to conferences, and I remember having to connect, I think, through Dallas to go to the West Coast once. And I sat down and, I had my bag lunch from home, right, all organic, before we could get organic food out and about. And I sat down next to a cardiologist. He was reviewing some papers heading to a cardiology convention. And I started engaging him in a discussion about cholesterol and how it's not the cause of heart disease. The guy looked at me squirrely-eyed and said, like, "Who are you? Right? What do you know?"
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "I just happened to read the peer-reviewed literature. Do you know about this?" And he was annoyed. He was absolutely annoyed as like a homeopath knew as much or perhaps more than him. In the meantime, of course, all the drug money coming their way means they had to focus on statins to lower something that doesn't cause a disease but protects you from it.
Speaking of peer-reviewed literature, there's we just came off the Truth About Vaccines launch last week, and I don't know if people were able to see it, but we had Bobby Kennedy was on Tucker Carlson on Fox News, which was huge. The fact that he gave him a few minutes to speak about the dangers in vaccines, and he quoted a study that's just come out. And it was research that was funded partly by the Danish government, and it showed that the DPT vaccine, the vaccinated girls were 9.9 times more likely to die after the DPT vaccine. And I think boys were about 3.9 or 4 point something, just right around the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 times and 10 times more likely to die after being vaccinated with the DPT. So isn't that interesting? And that was a study that Bobby quoted in that interview with Tucker Carlson. It's just come out, peer-reviewed literature. DPT vaccine, it kills.
Yeah, of course, it's I don't know, is it fake news when it's reported on Fox with Bobby Kennedy? I mean, this is amazing. And by the way, not to be outdone, the other fake news network, CNN, is actually acknowledging what I reported on from England in the newspaper there about saturated fat. They're saying, does it actually clog your arteries? They call it a controversial paper. Says no. Why is it controversial? Because it's true. the lies are not controversial.
Yeah.
The truth is.
And Robert, we covered that truth in Unlock the Power to Heal. We have a whole chapter on the lies about cholesterol and the saturated fats. So it's not really anything new, is it? It's getting covered like it's new, but it's really not. Like when I was there in Toronto in my cancer lecture, they talk about immunotherapy now being this cutting edge therapy. Like, wow, can your immune system actually help heal from cancer? And it's like, we've been saying that for decades. It's not new. This is the thesis of natural medicine, is that the immune system heals. So, you know, immediately after that, my next slide is, you know, in other shocking news, grass is green, water is wet. Of course, we've known this for years.
It's funny that it takes an accountant and a homeopathic guy with a bad attitude to point these, you know, inconvenient truths out in our humble little book, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Speaking of CPA, one of the criticisms that we got on the truth about vaccines from somebody was that, why would I listen to Ty Bollinger, who's nothing but a cancer-denying CPA? So that was an actual quote. That just made me laugh. It's like, I am a CPA, not practicing anymore, so that's true. But, you know, cancer-denying, it's like, I don't deny that there's a lot of cancer. That's the whole premise of our docuseries, is that cancer is rampant. So anytime you throw denier on something, it's like, oh, you got them. They're a something denier.
Right. It's amazing. Now, with a saturated fat scenario, again, cardiologists finally catching up to us. We might have to retire at this point if they're going to speak the truth. Out of UCF School of Medicine, San Francisco, they said that healthy people can effectively reduce risk of coronary disease by, guess what, walking 22 minutes a day, minimizing stress, and eating, quote-unquote, real food. Wow.
Real food.
Real. They actually put that in quotes, real food. And maybe that will encourage people to look into, what does that mean, real food, right? Because for years we've been talking about the fact that a lot of the food that is being served, whether it be in restaurants, although we got real food, thankfully, at Total Health with all the great organic stuff that we had there. But the idea that food with, for instance, fake fat, synthetic fat, or even vegetable oils that are heated and treated in such a way that they create the... not only, let's say, inflammation within the arterial system, but also they promote cancer and inflammation that would lead to cancer.
Well, you know, that was one of the quotes from Dr. Mercola in the Quest for the Cure series. Just, hey, how should we eat? We should eat real food. So when you eat real food, it's something that your body recognizes and doesn't mount an inflammatory response to. But when we have these fake foods that we have today, you know, one of the slides that I had in my cancer lecture was the food pyramid. And even though maybe that was a little bit skewed 50 years ago with way too many grains and so forth, it was still all natural food pyramid. Today, the food pyramid is like, it's full of Cheetos and processed packaged stuff. I mean, look at the amount of processed packaged fake food that your typical kindergartner eats. When they take their lunch, I guess they can't take their lunch to school anymore now, can they, Robert? They have to eat the food that's served at the cafeteria. We've covered several stories like that over the years where a kid brings a healthy lunch to school and it gets thrown away because they have to eat what's in the cafeteria. And what's in the cafeteria is tater tots, french fries, pizza, and, you know, processed packaged crap.
Yeah, USDA subsidized GMOs for kids, right? That's how we take care of them. Actually, that's how you give them diseases that are going to be suppressed by pharmaceutical drugs, in addition to the assault of vaccinations, which was covered so well in The Truth About Vaccines. We're going to take a break here. We're going outside the box. Then I've got to head out to San Diego to hang out with Dr. Bitar and Dr. Tony Jimenez and others. We'll talk about it after this. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what do the naysayers say, right? Those that claim, you know, we don't know anything about science, right? Because we're not wearing a pointy hat and we retired our pocket protectors, maybe left them at home or something. But there was a critic to that meta-analysis, right? Because it was a meta-analysis that determined that, hey, you know, our whole idea about saturated fat causing heart disease could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And so they say that because it's this study that's meta-analysis was not based on any new research, you should not pay attention to it. But meta-analyses have been done, I don't know, for almost as long as there's been peer-reviewed literature when they review it to kind of determine things. And suddenly now it's something you don't like because we can't promote statin drugs anymore. Because this guy, Dr. Mike Napton, Associate Medical Director at the British Heart Foundation, says it's unhelpful and misleading, this article, that decades of research have proved that a diet rich in saturated fat increases bad LDL cholesterol in your blood. So we go on to the same old, just kind of holding on to the old dogma in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism rather than going, you know what, we've had decades and decades of research. If we go back and review it, can we learn something that is actually valid? And absolutely they have, pointing out that what we've been saying for many years as well is correct.
So what does he say? Because I'm missing that part. Is that in that same article?
Yeah, it's the CNN version of it because now they've had to pick up on it. They've been forced, but they've got to do damage control on it. And kind of go, wait a second, this makes no sense. We've been saying it for years, so we can't acknowledge this meta-analysis showing a different result than what we've been promoting.
Right. Well, I mean, and he says what, he mentions bad cholesterol.
Right.
So
like
LDL versus
God created bad cholesterol. No, it's all good.
It's all it is a transport mechanism. Mm-hmm. That's all cholesterol is. So, and we cover that in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, they've got it when they have an article like this that exposes some truth. They have to have somebody that comes out to further the lies to keep people guessing.
Mm-hmm. So the clogged,
that's exactly
the clogged pipe theory, right? This is what they're saying now. The clogged pipe theory is wrong because everybody's, oh, your pipes are clogging up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about the higher fat diets being cardioprotective, like the Mediterranean diet.
Right.
Lots of virgin olive oil, which is, you know, it's got saturated fat in it, and it's resulting in a 30% reduction in cardiovascular events. We've talked about, you know, the protective nature of coconut oil with the medium chain triglycerides, including a lot of saturated fat. So the idea that saturated fat is bad, we'll say, well, no, but what about from animals? Well, like the customs agent I saw coming back into the States, he even gets that it's the saturated fat containing the garbage among factory farmed animals, which is distinct and different. It's not the saturated fat itself. It's what it contains.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's exactly, and it's the quality, mm-hmm. right, of the fat. And again, you know, back to the cholesterol, when we call LDL or HDL, like high density lipoproteins or low density lipoproteins, one of them's bad, one of them's good. Well, that's not true.
Not, no.
It's not true because the reality is that cholesterol has to be delivered around the body for it to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
And LDL and HDL are just the transporters to take cholesterol throughout the body, low density or high density.
Yes.
That's it.
This is getting better as I'm reading this article, Ty.
Okay.
It said for people over the age of 60, LDL cholesterol, which again they try to sell us as the great Satan of cholesterol, right,
mm-hmm.
Is not associated with cardiovascular disease and is inversely associated with all-cause mortality. In other words, the higher it is, the longer you live, the less, you know, heart attacks. Then they go into something called insulin resistance.
Okay.
And insulin resistance is another way of saying you don't have chromium in your system. And that's the thing that they don't get yet either. But they acknowledge that, you know, based on what we know, a deficiency in chromium can result in an elevation of cardiovascular disease.
That's true. And here's a quote that I just found. I was just looking for this, and I wanted to make sure that I quoted this gentleman correctly. But this will be the quiz 101 here, Robert Scott Bell, who said this. If you want Alzheimer's, take lots of flu shots and take cholesterol-lowering medications, and you will guarantee a future that you won't remember anything.
It sounds something like, I don't know, maybe I can't remember, but I think I said that.
You're right. It's a great quote, anyway. I quoted you in Monumental Myths way back when about that.
So,
yeah, I mean, cholesterol is essential in brain function, and it gets the blame, but the real problem is eating diets that are high in refined sugars.
Exactly, and that reduction, for instance, of the mineral chromium that we talk about. And, of course, that's also in Unlock the Power to Heal. I still am amazed at what we put into that little book. It is so chock full of stuff. It's like no frills, but some fun pictures, animations, whatever you call these things, but really great information. We're going to take a break here. TMB, RSV, together again, and I'm looking forward to seeing our buddy Dr. Batar and Dr. Tony Jimenez, which were both featured in The Truth About Cancer, and of course Dr. Batar had some great things to say in The Truth About Vaccines as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, truth about cancer, truth about vaccines, truth about what else is coming next. I mean, we talk about cancer and pets, maybe?
The truth about you hoser.
That's truth about you hosers, right?
You hoser.
Somehow yeah. They let us back in.
Yeah. No, I think probably what's going to come out next will be how to protect your pets from mm-hmm. cancer. And so that's the goal, is to get that out sometime the rest of this year. And I think it'll be a very practical series for people that have pets, because everybody asks us after the cancer series, mm-hmm. how do I protect my pets? And so now we're going to teach them.
All right. Well, we do have another truth about it. It'd almost be like another I told you so, but I don't want to rub it in. Rub salt into a wound. Hey, how's that? It is about salt, in fact. And the fact that what I've said for many years is that salt is not the great evil. It's refined salt, salt that has been basically debased by removing the 74 to 84 trace minerals, leaving two, sodium and chloride. Then, of course, they add in the wrong form of iodine in terms of iodized table salt. And that is dangerous. Anytime, just like we know of the sugar molecule, as it comes from a plant, whether it be the sugar cane or sugar beet, preferably non-GMO, it's loaded with minerals, and one of the most important, chromium. When you remove it, now you don't have the ability to transport it safely, and you end up in a dangerous situation, and they'll call it insulin resistance because they don't want to acknowledge the lack of minerals and the resulting poor health, you know, when you subsist on that. So, is a low-salt diet always healthy, TMB?
Well, that's a good question, and the article that we look at saying, well, that may not be the case. Because, you know, I remember back in the bodybuilding days, all the bodybuilders were limiting salt, you know, because it's like, you know, we have all these minerals, and one's bad, one's good,
yeah.
One's bad, one's good. But the reality is they all work together in synergy, and it's the ratio of the minerals that matters, and they're cofactors, right? So they help each other do their jobs. So sometimes when you reduce the levels of one, others can't work the way that they're supposed to. So it's really about a healthy balance, and it's about the right kind of salt, right? So as you just mentioned, when you're looking at refined white table salt, no, that's not healthy like the you know, pink Himalayan salt that we use or whatever. It's not
sure. Yeah, you have options like the Celtic sea salts, the mineral salts in Salt Lake, the real salt. These things are whole products, if you will, from the earth. They contain many minerals, and of course there is a synergy associated with that. That's why they're there. And this study was a long range heart study, and they said there was no apparent advantage to a low salt diet after all of these years. Again, they were wrong. We were right.
Yeah, we were right. And you know, one of the interesting things about the sodium potassium balance is that what I was trying to get to when I got sidetracked. I'm getting sidetracked quite a bit today. So RSB, I appreciate you steering me back on the course. Is when I was a competitive bodybuilder, we'd always sodium deplete and potassium load, right? Because potassium flushes salt from the body, and it helps to get sodium from the subcutaneous skin, so your veins stick out more. And then you potassium load makes your veins pop even more. And so there's this all these tricks that you do when you're a competitive bodybuilder to make your veins stick out and you know, reduce the water content. And, you know, because everyone knows, you know, if I eat a lot of sodium, it makes me hold water, which that's true. If you eat a lot of salt, salt does make you look a little bit bloated at times. So those are all tricks that we knew back in the bodybuilding day. But some of the things that we didn't realize was the way that you can actually induce heart attack by reducing sodium and overloading on potassium and things like that, because I knew several bodybuilders that actually suffered heart attacks when they did the sodium depletion, potassium loading to try to make the veins stick out. We took products, one of which I think was called K-Lite. It was just these massive amounts of potassium, and you just can't do that. Your body needs the balance. It needs the ratios is what matters. And that's what people don't realize when they cut back on sodium. And another thing too is that we've known people in the past, pregnant mothers, that were doing diets like you know, for instance, the Gerson therapy, right? Gerson diet. They don't let you have any sodium, no added sodium. Well, that's not good for a mother. And so we've seen links between Down syndrome and mothers that were doing a diet like the Gerson diet while they were pregnant, because they didn't intake enough sodium, and it may have caused their baby to be diagnosed with Down syndrome because they didn't have the correct mineral balance.
Sure. By the way, when you know, again, reduce mineral intake, your body will use the stores it has until it's out. And at that point, particularly with pregnancy, the protection of the developing baby needs a lot of, guess what? We mentioned it last segment. Got to mention it here again. Chromium. Really the most important chromosomal protection. I find it funny that you got chromium and chromosome. They have the same root, basically, if you will, or in the way we communicate, so you can remember that. But chromium is also one of those in the salt mix of the 74 to 84 trace minerals, although you'll find it higher, for instance, in sources of natural sugars from the plant kingdom, like the sugar cane, sugar beet. Again, non-GMO important. Now, in this study, they were looking at the low sodium, and, you know, it's not really working for people. But this doctor researcher says that the average American sodium intake around 3,000 to 3,500 milligrams a day is probably fine, particularly if, interestingly enough, you also get adequate potassium and magnesium. Again, recognizing there's more minerals, and when you have the mix, there's a balance. The body and nature knows what to do.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that's interesting, too, at the bottom of this article, I just noticed there's an ad. It says water outperforms sports drinks for young athletes. So when we're looking at sports drinks, we're looking at, you know, getting those electrolytes in, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, they do have sodium in them. But they also have genetically modified high fructose corn syrup, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So is it any wonder that water outperforms genetically modified drinks for the body? Look, if you want a good electrolyte, go drink some coconut water.
Sure, coconut water is great. You could drink, of course, we love the Echo water, and thank goodness Paul was there. We had our great hydrogen-rich water in Canada, and people were really digging it. And you know, the other thing, you know, sprinkling some little lemon in there, and also like Dr. Batman Gelage did, who was the, you know, the author of Your Body's Many Cries for Water. There's an interview I did with him that's on YouTube that he did in 2002 before he passed away. Brilliant man. And by the way, you can see the YouTube. Go to robertswater.com. He added a little bit of sea salt to the water for his patients in prison, because he had no medicines and he was recovering them on water, maybe a little bit of minerals added in, and it was miraculous. But again, this is how simple the system can be.
Very simple. And Dr. Batman was actually using water that we wouldn't even look at as clean water, but yep. He understood that our bodies are primarily water. And his thesis was that you're not really sick oftentimes, you're just dehydrated. You're
thirsty, right? By the time you show a thirst response, you're already past the point where you didn't need to go. And that's the point, too, of why we love the Echo water, because kids, you know, who want, I want a soda, Daddy. It's like, drink this. They're like, ooh, this is good water. And they all know it. Like, just like the animals, they choose it. So having hydrogen in the water in that way is quite extraordinary for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is when you have a healthy, happy microbiome and you feed it organic, raw, you know, vegetables, for instance, the interaction with the microbiome produces copious amounts of hydrogen. And most Americans in the West are not really optimal in terms of gut health. And this is where they're not adequately producing hydrogen. So drinking that is going to help recover it as well.
Mm, yeah, we love it here at our house. And just got another one. So we're going to have two in the house now.
Oh, beautiful. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Great news. Great news. Hey, listen, I want to transition real quick to the vaccine issue, because we just finished The Truth About Vaccines. And there's a really cool article by Mike Adams, our buddy, who was also featured in The Truth About Vaccines, called Vaccine Skepticism and the Fact That It's Rooted in Rational Science. So the people questioning the validity, the efficacy, even the safety of vaccines are using their rational mind, while vaccine zealotry is actually pushed and promoted under the cult of scientism.
Well, and that's the thing. They've co-opted words, right? And so the scientific method says we question. Right? That's the definition of the scientific method, is questioning things. But now we're told that if we question something, we're being anti-scientific, right? We're anti-science. So vaccine skepticism, by definition, is rational science.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime, you know, there were several medical doctors throughout the truth about vaccines that said, anytime that we come to a position where we're told we can't discuss something, then we should discuss it more.
Oh, absolutely. It's the point where you go, you mean you don't want me to talk about that? You don't want me to look into it? Oh, okay. I'm going right now to the library, the internet, where I'm going to go, goodgopher.com, and I'm going to research it.
Yeah. And that's where we're at. That's what we need to do, is question.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the whole thing about the March for Science, which Greg Gutfeld on Fox News says it was the March for Silence, right? They want to silence dissent and skepticism of what they believe. Well, they believe in a cult, if you will, of scientism or sci-fientism, as Liam Sheff, our buddy, said. And you look at this, you go, wait a second. They're all for science, yet those who question their deeply held dogma about, for instance, global warming and vaccines or GMOs are called anti-science for asking the questions they're encouraging people to do in every other arena.
Yep, and that's what was so interesting, Robert, is although no one put it quite as eloquently as you with the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, how this has become a cult, there was multiple other people throughout the course of The Truth About Vaccines that said exactly the same thing, that this is a religion. Vaccine science is no longer science. It's vaccine religion. It's dogma. Anytime that you get to a point where you can't question whether something is effective, whether you can't determine if it's safe with real studies, that you're not allowed to debate it, it's not science anymore. It's religion.
Right.
And so you weren't the only one that had that sentiment, although you were the only one that said it in that type of a, with that type of a phrase that was, that is now given rise to a new meme, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. I've just got that kind of attitude about me, so.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, we love this country that we live in, and we acknowledge, and we're absolutely willing to criticize it when the government does things that we don't believe live up to the high ideals. But I also believe that the foundation for America, and I get into this often because I believe it with all my heart, is that it was rooted in spiritual freedom. Right? You know, the people came here because they didn't want religious persecution. Those who wanted to establish one way or the highway, which is what the religion of scientism is trying to do in terms of vaccines, GMOs, and, you know, even as they criticize us for promoting organic food, the psychiatrists say that's now a mental disorder, despite the fact there is no biological marker to definitively acknowledge or validate any of the mental disorders that they claim are real in their DSM manual.
Correct. And here's something that I just noticed this in the article that's interesting. You know, called a vaccine skeptic, right? Where they call us vaccine or anti-vaxxers, even worse. Mike says in the article, it's the equivalent of calling someone the N-word almost in science if you're an anti-vaxxer, right?
Yeah.
But vaccine skepticism. We know that there's been $3.6 billion paid out in the last 30 years from the vaccine court because vaccines have damaged those people that receive them. Mm-hmm. $3.6 billion. So, and we have a program set up called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and we have a 2011 Supreme Court decision that the exact verbiage is that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
So, by definition, vaccines harm. The Supreme Court agrees with that.
Yep.
But. If you question whether vaccines harm, you're a vaccine skeptic.
All right, stand by. We got to take a break. We're going to continue with this discussion and more. We always have a good time with TMB and RSB together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Outside the Box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, we are having a field day on the pro-vaccine fanatics right now, as the anti-vaccine, what would we call them? The rational skeptics, right?
The skeptics.
They become anti-vaccine because of what they have learned. And of course, as you highlighted too in the truth about vaccines, pretty much every one of the parents that now question vaccines were pro-vaccine because their children were injured and altered, some irreparably, which brought them to a different conclusion. Of course, according to the, we would call them, cultists, vaccine cultists, that's not rational to question what your own eyes see.
Yeah, it's not rational to question, and not only that, it's not rational to accept the government's official position now, right? Because as I was saying before the break, the Supreme Court's official position is that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. That's 2011 Supreme Court decision, Brusewich versus Wyeth. That is the official position of the government, is that vaccines are unsafe. Mm-hmm. But if you question whether they're unsafe, you're a vaccine skeptic or an anti-vaxxer. So it's just this cognitive dissonance that's unbelievable, that you could have the official position of the government one thing, but when you agree with that, now you're an anti-vaxxer. It's the same thing that goes on with cannabis. Mm-hmm. So we have cannabis is now a Schedule I drug, which by definition can have no medicinal benefits. But at the same time that the DEA has it listed as a Schedule I drug with no medicinal benefits, the Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on the medicinal benefits of the plant. So it's just, how can they both be true? Well, they can't.
Cognitive dissonance much? I mean, that's what we're living in, a culture of cognitive dissonance on this issue. By the way, on the vaccine issue, the National Vaccine Information Center, you can go to NVICbelieve.org. There's also advocacy for the 173 vaccine bills in 40 states that they're monitoring right now. Find out if they're trying to take away your right to say no to vaccines in the state that you live in. California, I'm heading there. They're toast. I'm going to try and maybe have a mass migration or exodus out of there to protect these kids, because right now the Democrats that are controlling the California legislature and Senate and governorship have basically said your children belong to Big Pharma, and you got nothing to say about it. If you say anything about it, we're going to make it even worse for you. So there's a lot that has to be done out there. I don't know if it's salvageable out west.
I don't need to look at what happened with Berkeley, you can't dissent, right?
Right.
You can't have a dissenting voice or you're going to be banned. And so we've looked at, I think it was Ann Coulter was going to go out there this week. And so they're saying she can't come out because she has a dissenting voice. Look, that's the trait of a totalitarian regime. Mm-hmm. It's when you're not allowed to dissent with the popular opinion. And sometimes we're finding that these popular opinions actually ain't all that popular.
Well, listen, there's controversy in terms of religious beliefs, because everybody's got different religious beliefs. And of course, the basis, that's why I bring up spiritual freedom. That's what's unique about America, that it would be a place where people can come and live out their religious beliefs without harming anybody else, of course. And the so-called, now we call them the religious left. These are the science scientists that have said, oh my gosh, the religious right's so dangerous. They've become far worse than a theocracy in terms of the promotion of their agenda, which is actually killing children through their sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. It's an irony of that which they claim to have feared the most, they have become.
Well, they have, and they're far worse than what they claim that the religious right is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the reality is, most people that I know, I guess I would be considered part of the religious right. Right? I'm a conservative Christian. I get along with almost everybody. I'll have a talk with almost anybody about just about anything, and we can sit and discuss things. It's not about making somebody agree with my position. It's just, hey, what do you think? Let's talk about it, and we can be civil, and we can disagree without being disagreeable. And that's what they don't understand, is you don't have to all agree on everything, but you can at least do it in a nice way. And they're not. They're doing it in a nasty way.
Well, what we do is try to lead by example. Rather than use the heavy hand of government or the force of a gun or fraud, defrauding people into things, fearing them. The idea here is that, there's so much more to life than beating people up to get them to agree with you. And of course, these pro-vaccine fanatics are sacrificing children in ways that those that are truly deeply religious in a more, let's say, contextual sense, historically, are not doing and have not threatened to do. So anyway, I know that's a bit controversial to end on, but I think I'd love to hear from y'all what you think. 866-939-BELL. Leave a message when we're off the air. Go to robertscottbell.com and let us know if you want a topic covered, especially with TMB each and every week when we go outside the box. And folks, remember to get The Truth About Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and the book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal. TMB, tell them what they need to know as we are. I'm hitting the road. You get to rest after this.
You need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.